So the reaction from South Africa has been quite mixed. I mean, Jacob Zuma has a large support base. You see that coming out every time Zuma makes a statement or appears in front of any court or public or doesn't appear. But on the other side, there's also a lot of anger. People are actually quite shocked, to be honest, that Zuma would do this and that he would go against the highest court in the land. And now I think there is a feeling of anticipation. What happens now? Will he be charged with contempt? Will the court step in and do their job? Or will he get away with it as he has done on many, many occasions?
He says that the commission is politically biased and that he's being persecuted in a manner, according to him, reminiscent of the apartheid era. Is there any evidence to what he's saying?
There's no evidence at all to support what he's saying, James. And I think the fact that he is actually using a comparison of the apartheid system with the Zondo Commission is actually appalling. We all know what apartheid was. We all know what it did. The Zondo Commission is nothing. I mean, to compare it to apartheid is really unforgivable.
You mentioned the allegations against Raymond Zondo. Mr. Zuma also seemed to be very personal about the Chief Justice.
Yes, he is. And in his statement, he basically accuses the Chief Justice of being part of this whole conspiracy. And, you know, the ironic thing is if you read his statement, he contradicts himself continuously. So on the one hand, you know, he talks about the fact that the Chief Justice at some point had told him that he was going to appoint Judge Desai and then appointed Raymond Zondo, and he sees that as a conspiracy. He also talks about the fact that the way in which the courts have treated him is all part of the conspiracy that he's trying to. And I think that that is one of the reasons why he does not want to appear before the Zondo Commission, because the evidence that is available there will totally pull the carpet out from under his legs. And, you know, he knows he has no leg to stand on.
You know, Shanila, you alluded to this earlier in the interview. What do you think are the implications, say, come February 8th or so, and Mr. Zuma makes good on his threat not to appear before the commission? What are the implications?
Well, the implications is that he will be cited for contempt of court. It carries a prison sentence if he's found guilty, which, you know, if he does not appear, he will be. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, Zuma, if you look at the wordings of his statement, you know, he's trying to speak in the same tone that Mandela did at the Rivonia trial, where Mandela talked about sacrifice to his country and that he was willing, you know, if necessary, to die for his country and willing to go for jail. And if you look at the wordings, I think that that's a similar thing that Jacob Zuma is trying to do, where he's talking about, you know, he is willing to go to jail, you know, for the sake of the country, for the sake of justice, you know, etc. So he's positioning himself very much as a victim at the hands of an apartheid-like system. And the aim of this is really to get the sympathy from his masses, the masses that are supporting him. Now, Zuma, you know, undeniably has a large number of people, especially in KwaZulu-Natal, who support him. And, you know, that whole statement that was released yesterday was talking to his supporters. It was really about, you know, look at me, I'm being victimized once again. I am a leader. I have done nothing wrong. And, you know, the whole system has been set up to target me.
Shanila, thank you so much. It's so nice to talk with you. Thank you very much.
No worry, James. Give me a shout anytime.